Did you really mean what you said up there?
Uh-huh. I just want you to be happy, Mary.
But I'd be happiest with you.
What about Brett Favre?
What did I tell you the first time we met? I'm a Niners fan.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ready to answer the hot number, Don and Mike.
Philly, 94 WISP. We're coming to Philadelphia Friday.
Yeah. Boy, it is going to be a great Philadelphia weekend. And we're doing the show Friday night.
A Las Vegas dial show from somebody's house, and you still have time to fax us your entry at 800-636-6410.
We're going to pick the winner on tomorrow's show before we start our draft.
Oh, no. Draft first.
Draft first, and then we pick the winner. So
yeah.
Will people still have time even during tomorrow's show?
They shall.
All right.
And we will read more of your entries on today's program.
Good.
So stand by for action.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Before caller 100... We got to do this first. My apologies. We have a guest on the phone, and we've come to her late, and it's the fabulous Moolah.
Oh, yes.
The first lady of wrestling.
Like some 80-year-old broad who used to wrestle in the WWF, mm-hmm. now known as the WWE,
right.
when they really would wrestle. And they really fought. Mm-hmm. It wasn't this choreographed stuff. And if you watched... I think it was either Raw or SmackDown
mm-hmm.
a couple of weeks ago. You saw this woman mm-hmm. get slammed to the mat
wow.
by some big wrestler.
Yeah, she can still make the moves even at her advanced age.
Now, we know dreadfully little about the fabulous Moolah.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous.
However, our own Lisa Herndon, who, as you know, has a thing for Lita...
And never met a wrestling guest she didn't like.
Right.
She is quite the expert. And she was in here actually, this will surprise you, doing what a producer normally does,
mm-hmm.
prepping us
for the interview,
all the
information. And we decided that she was so good at that, and she was so enthusiastic about that, that...
let her do it.
We had to let her do it.
Sure. So now, everybody, get ready for the Lisa Herndon interview.
With the fabulous Moolah.
Hi, Joe.
Lisa's on the phone with the Pentagon people for a second.
Just for a second. Well, then that'll give me a chance to get a caller 100.
Very good.
And you tell her there's no way that she can back out of this. Okay? Jesus. She's always got something going on, doesn't she? I wonder this seriously. If she's having her period.
There's an energy around here today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yeah, hi. What's your name?
Brian.
Where are you from?
I'm from Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Hi, all right. Brian. Beautiful. Here you go. Ozfest.
Okay.
Ozfest 2002.
Great.
With Ozzy.
Great.
Rescheduled. Nissan Pavilion, Thursday. Tickets available at Ticketmaster locations and online at cc.com. Now.
Excellent.
You're going to play for...
I'm outside of Philadelphia.
What?
I'm outside of Philadelphia.
Oh, you're just outside of Philly?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then hold on. Let me change that to...
What do we have for him?
Well, you'll be happy that you've won a copy of Lord of the Rings on DVD.
Okay, great.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's from Blockbuster. Oh, plus you get a 10-week rental card, which means you get a free movie every week for 10 weeks from Blockbuster.
That ain't bad, right?
Yep, that's great.
All right. Now you're going to play for $100.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've heard any of the previous clues.
Yes, I have.
I'm going to give you another clue today that hopefully will make it much, much easier.
I sure hope so. I'm ready to have some idea who we're talking about.
The clue today is, might be a homo.
Okay.
Really?
Might be a homo. Play you the burp, give you 15 seconds. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Neil Sedaka.
Oh! Speaking of...
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There you go. Ooh. I love laughter in the rain.
Walking hand in hand with the one I love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, Robbie, grab me Lisa, the book club music for when Lisa does her segment. And you, my friend, for $100 now, who is that?
Is that Rip Taylor?
We might have to have a conference.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
That means no. If they have a conference, it means no.
Generally, but you know, these days, who knows?
I hate to spoil the fun. I hate to spoil their fun. But sir, you haven't won. So there's no need for you to get excited. There's no need for you to react. This is a game they play, and you know what? I'm on the listener's side, and I don't let this game be played any longer. They're scurrying around the studio. You know what they're trying to do? They're trying to get me excited.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have to come back to you with the answer, because Lisa's here to talk to the fabulous
Lula. That is
Lula.
Such a long tease, sir, but don't get your hopes up.
Okay.
Take solace in the fact that you've won the Blockbuster Prize.
Okay. I'm going to have to come back to you.
I'm your friend. I'm looking out for you in this game.
Now,
I'm not playing with you like you're a ball of yarn.
Hello.
It's time for the Lisa Herndon Show
with the fabulous Moolah.
And now here is our producer, the wonderful Lisa Herndon.
Well, I'm not going to do this whole interview, am I?
We'll pipe in, but you can get things rolling because you're the biggest fan of Moolah.
Well, I'm just a huge wrestling fan in general, and Moolah is one of the first lady of wrestling who's been in it since 1956 when she won her first championship.
Hi, baby.
Hi, sweetie.
How are you doing?
All right.
Great.
Are you a smoker?
No, sir.
Okay.
Good for you.
How young are you, if we may be so bold to ask?
79 years young.
God bless you, Moolah.
79, wow.
You know, Moolah is the name. You hear that around all the time. You know, hey, man, I need some Moolah.
Money.
And you adopted it as your name, the fabulous Moolah. I think that's fantastic.
So you were on TV recently and got thrown around by the wrestlers?
I beg your pardon?
You were on what show? Was you on, Lisa?
On Raw, the Eric Bischoff's two henchmen, those big, huge, fat guys.
They body slammed you, Moolah?
Oh, yeah, they did everything to me.
Really? What was that like?
It wasn't fun, I'll tell you that. Maybe I'll have my chance to get even with them.
Yeah.
Moolah, back in the day, when you wrestled, you really wrestled. It was really fighting, right?
Yeah, I really do it now.
You ever fight Andy Kaufman?
Yeah, I'm going to kick somebody's ass if they get in the ring with me.
There you go.
I'm a great-grandma ass kicker.
And did you fight Andy Kaufman?
Pardon?
Did you fight Andy Kaufman?
Sure, why not?
No, did you?
Did I fight who?
Hey, Moolah.
Andy Kaufman.
Oh, no, I didn't. I respect myself more than that.
Oh.
Hey, Moolah.
He was an idiot.
Who is the
dead now.
Who's the most famous person you've ever had a romantic affair with?
I guess Hank Williams.
Hank Williams Sr.?
Pardon?
Is that Hank Williams Sr.?
Yes.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Yes.
Yeah.
With?
And you know what? I love you people, and I appreciate you calling and having me on your show, but I have another interview, and I'm going to have to go.
Oh.
All right. Well, goodbye, Ash. Thank you.
If you'd like to call me back about 3 o'clock, I'll be here.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Good. Okay, I hope
so. All right, thank you, Ash.
See you then.
Bye, Ash. Bye-bye.
She was nice.
That went well.
Jesus Christ.
Great.
Wordless bag.
Okay, but there was something interesting in this book that I...
Now you can't come up with that. For somebody that just dissed us.
No, it's not about her.
No, more Moolah stuff.
You had the chance to say this while she was on the phone.
No, she's gone. Moolah is dead to us.
Ever forward.
Andre the Giant drank 127 beers at one time in one sitting. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Nice interview. You've been listening to the Lisa Herndon interview.
What the F was that?
I have another interview that I have to do.
Come on, what was going on there, really, Lisa?
What, was she pissed?
What was the deal with her?
The interview time was noon, and we went a little bit late.
And what, she is so scary booked up that she couldn't wait 10 minutes?
She had an interview at 12:20. Her time with us was at noon for 20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Well, I think, it probably worked out for the best.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think it worked out for the best.
I'm sorry,
I really do.
Darling, I can't hear you.
Hank Williams. Hank Williams boned me. I'm the fabulous Moolah.
What about Andy Kaufman?
What?
Andy Kaufman.
What?
Andy Kaufman.
I don't like him. I kick his ass.
Ah, yes, Andy Kaufman. All right, well, there's Andy. Fabulous Moolah.
I'd like to reveal this to you, Don. My name is the Fabulous Moolah.
That was not the best interview we've ever done.
I liked it.
No. It is, darling.
Oh, speaking of Moolah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought we'd have a little more time to draw this out.
I hope I'm wrong about this, but I believe I'm right.
Let's get back to the celebrity burper.
Yes.
Our contestant from Philadelphia.
He guessed Rip Taylor.
Yes, I did.
No, Mr. 40, not yet. He's a little pushy today about coming back in the studio.
You think?
Yeah. Just a little bit.
He likes you.
The red zone, ozone is, I mean, there's just an energy today.
There is.
I don't know.
Strange day.
I get it. He's coming around like, hey, man, I just want to hang out in the studio.
I don't know why everybody's so uptight.
Jesus. Just wanted to train for his match. Train for your race today.
I have to go.
Moolah.
Moolah. You know what? That's funny.
All right, celebrity burp. Number five. I gotta have one more conference.
The guest, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, the guest on our celebrity burp contest was the burper was Rip Taylor. Since that time, Don and Rob have been in conference.
Twice.
The timpani would indicate they're about to reveal whether the guess is correct or not.
Now, some of the clues we've given are
luxurious hair,
Washington, D.C. native,
worth more than a dollar,
worth less than $2. Soon to be featured in a major motion picture.
And they are.
And my clue today, probably a homo.
And the guest, as previously mentioned, was Rip Taylor.
What was your name, sir?
Brian.
Brian.
Yes.
Would you repeat your guess, please?
Rip Taylor.
Brian.
Yes.
I believe they may have to have another conference.
Okay.
Don and Rob are going to have another conference right now. Hang in there, Brian. The guest was Rip Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
And now I fear I'm becoming a co-conspirator. There's the timpani. The guest was Rip Taylor on the Celebrity Burp Contest. And your name again, sir?
Brian.
Your name is Brian?
Yes.
Your guest was Rip Taylor.
Yes.
May I hear it again? Celebrity burp number five is
Rip Taylor.
Hey, congratulations.
Rob. Rob's writing me a note to say he's wrong.
Say he's wrong. You got it. That's fantastic.
$100.
Good job.
You are the winner.
Now, think about the clues. Long, luxurious hair.
That I'm okay with.
He is a D.C. native.
Right.
He is.
I didn't know that.
He has a prominent role in the upcoming movie, Jackass.
Oh, okay.
He was the host of the $1.98 beauty show.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah. All right, they all make sense.
Right.
And might be a homo.
That's it. Fantastic.
And now the best.
I still think.
Hey! Surprise, surprise. This is Rip Taylor, and you just won. You're sitting down. The Don and Mike Celebrity Burp Contest. Oh, pardon me.
Don't we have an entire reel of Rip Taylor now to go to?
Oh, do we really?
Time. He's on reel one.
Oh, do we have a reel of Rip Taylor?
And also, when Jackass comes out, he's requested that we call him back. He wants to do the show again.
We've reinstated Rip Taylor on the show.
I've never loved him.
Oh, he is always the best guest.
There he is.
Hey! Surprise, surprise, this is Rip Taylor, and you just won, you're sitting down, the Don and Mike Celebrity Burp Contest. Oh, pardon me.
He's the best.
Congratulations, my friend, you won $100.
Hey, you guys got all of us. Way to go. So the conferences were all just an elaborate staging event to make us all think maybe he was wrong.
No, and also we didn't have, apparently when Rob was talking to Rip, now I've not even heard this. There's a good 3 to 5 minutes of Rob on Rip, man-on-man discussion.
Man-on-man action?
Man-on-man action. And congratulations. And you'll hear that, the Rip stuff, with Rob right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Anna Nicole Smith. That was quite a little journey. That's like going through a real nasty time warp.
Providing more comedy in their left channel. than most radio shows can in full stereo.
You know, you got Burt Lancaster,
Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara
talking about the Lemons with Susan Sarandon. And then we go all the way to
quit smelling my belly button.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Listen, I have a mom who's disabled who's willing to come down and cut your grass with scissors.
You have a who?
My mother.
Is disabled?
Well, she's applying for disability now.
Uh-huh. Well,
I mean, she hasn't been employed for like over a year.
We require certification.
It was a one-time deal.
Yeah,
we're not with that guy.
You know, we're not going to actually have a bunch of people who are disabled cutting the grass with scissors. However,
yeah, but she's got epilepsy and MS, man. She could be out there flopping like a fish out of water.
No, not funny. Sorry. Even if it's true, not funny. Hello,
and if it is true, what a good daughter.
Don and Mike. Yes.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Flopping like a fish.
Hi.
Yeah.
Did you find out what his name is?
Whose name, son?
The guy who's running.
The guy who's what?
Running.
Why don't you try to put an entire sentence together and really make your position clear? What is your question?
Who is running?
Forrest.
400.
Forrest Gump.
Are you referring to the earlier discussion on the show when we were speaking with a young man who claimed to be an all-state track athlete and he was going to come down here and run? Is that who you're referring to?
We are not giving out his name as of yet on the radio.
You understand we've had fantasy football, we've had the fabulous Moolah.
We've had Rip Taylor.
You know, the burp contest, and then you call up and simply say, who's running?
You'll know his name soon enough. Why do you need to know it now?
As I was told, you want to know how fast he really is.
Well, wait a minute. Would that indicate that you know who we're talking about?
I go to school with him and I run track with him.
Well, then why are you asking us who is running?
Because I know, I have an idea who it is.
Are you another guy who's got a 3.0 GPA?
Where is this school where they are breeding this generation of dumbass?
Like 13th grade.
Unbelievable. I mean, these guys can barely talk.
Can't form
obviously, they hand you a 3.0 when you darken the door, too.
Pardon
me? I love it when Rob speaks like 1830s speech. You darken my door again, I'll have you.
You have a what?
I have above a 3.0.
Well, right. Then why can't you? What year are you in?
I'm going into 12th grade.
You're going into 12th grade. So what is your point, son? Come on, make it.
The point is, I want to know who it is.
You That's said you point. Know. You said you know who it is.
Well,
the other good point is how smart he sounds when he says 12th grade.
How do you spell Australia?
Uh-oh.
A-U-S-E-R-A-I-L... Hold on, wait a second.
Wrong. Right. No. There you go, and you have above a 3.0 GPA.
You take your SATs, son?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
1050.
How much?
1050.
That's terrific.
Combined?
Yeah.
1050? Not bad. Are you going to take him again?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Please do.
No, he won't.
How do you spell cruelty?
Okay.
How do you spell cruelty?
C-R-U-E-L-I-T-Y?
Wrong.
Exactly. I can't tell because it's like how hard.
Cruelty.
Wow. Isn't it scary?
See, that's what kept you from
Jesus
breaking the 10
Christ.
The end of the world, you know.
Honest to God.
I can't spell it. Yeah.
What are we going to do?
How do you spell
tomorrow's leaders today?
How do you spell fantastic?
Hey, Bush can't even, like, not wave at a blind guy, so.
What was that, son?
Bush waved at Stevie Wonder, man. And he's the president, so.
Well, we're not talking about the president.
And this will cover your mistakes?
No, but that just proves it.
Man, I hate getting in the position of defending Bush. I've never done that. But he did graduate from Yale University, sir.
And my dad wasn't the president either.
You know, Don, maybe you're
Your dad wasn't president?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
Don't you think that gives him, like, an edge when he goes to school?
What?
Don't you think that would give him an edge while he was in school, or if your dad was like...
How do you spell education?
E-D. Hold on one sec, sorry.
Hey.
Wow.
Now, I can't wait while someone gives you the answer.
Try it on states and capitals.
What?
Education.
E-D-U...
You found it.
B-A-T-I-O-N.
All
Said with confidence.
All right, my friend. See you later.
All right.
Round the outside. Round the outside.
Hot and Mike, hello.
3.0.
Hello.
Said you.
Oh.
C-word.
No.
Oh,
you.
No, was it eat?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, eat that.
Oh, all right. Yeah. All right. I'm sorry.
Really?
But he mumbled it, so.
I wonder if he can spell cruelty. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, did you watch Slam Ball Sunday night?
I've not brought myself to watch it because I hear it's a smash.
Wow.
Yes, they kick ass a little bit. I've never seen white boys jump so high.
That's because they have a trampoline.
I hear
that. Yeah, exactly. Hey, South Florida, he better represent the brothers and beat and smoke that white boy.
Yeah, we're trying to find out where the white devil is. He should be here by now for the race, as a matter of fact.
Any minute now.
And, Mike, I was just talking with Elisa, and we really should pick a winner, if possible, for the Las Vegas-style show today.
Okay.
So that the people at WYSP have time to get...
That's right. You want to give them a little lead-in time. That's good.
So this is going to be a last chance now to get your faxes in.
Very good.
And we're going to try to pick a winner on today's show.
Good.
800-636-6410. And also, tomorrow's going to be the draft, and... I'm out of my mind about the NFL draft tomorrow.
So this is going to be your primary league. You're not going to have a. You're not going to double dip in another league. I know a couple of years you got on the net. And you were in a league with like John Madden and
stuff
like that.
I was in a league with Bob Costas one year.
Right.
I've been in other leagues in CBS Sports Line.
I'm looking forward to getting into it again. Even though I don't get into it, I'm looking forward to not being. Last year I was a little bit removed.
Buzz.
Yes.
You've had time to think about it now.
Yes, I have.
Who are you thinking about taking with the first pick?
I think Kurt Warner certainly is a strong possibility, and Marshall Faulk is my other strong pick there. I think
he's got
his number one pick dialed in.
Right. Okay. Damn. Who told you that?
Oh, these are names I picked up from you just listening to you on the air. I put Donovan McNabb at third, but not that it'll matter because I have first pick.
In fantasy football,
yeah, based on all this jockeying for the number one, it seems to me, with my limited experience in fantasy football, you get a stud. You get one guy, and it can make your whole team for the whole year.
Sure can.
And that's why all
that's
this
why I'm betting
jockeying
on Buzz. I'm betting on Buzz to pick the wrong guy.
Well, he's got a choice of two. I think everybody that is in fantasy football would know that, you know, you got your running back and your quarterback, your highest rated quarterback being Kurt Warner, highest rated running back being Marshall Faulk, and it's a question of who's going to have the big year.
Mm-hmm. And there is one guy I would definitely take with the number one pick, and it's one of those two guys.
Well, you've made it pretty clear, but what? You also tend to do the bait and switch like you did with Rip Taylor, where... Mm-hmm. And I think I know you, and I think I know exactly who it would be. I think it's a slam dunk that you'd pick Marshall Faulk.
If we did a fantasy comedy league, would you draft Rip Taylor?
Do you know that
you're the top 10 comedians? Can I get the first draft?
Well, yeah, but we got a million things to go to.
Number one would be Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Of all time, or just currently working?
Currently working. Yeah, you gotta.
Well, pick currently there's not too many.
That's tough.
I mean,
well, I wanted the number one pick.
You got to make it of all time. Who's your number one comedian of all time?
Easy, George Carlin.
Yeah. Hard to beat. Number two would be Albert Brooks, though.
Comedian or movie maker? I mean, comedian or just funny guy.
Albert Brooks is great on talk shows, though.
Yeah.
When he was on Carson,
but he's not a comedian.
He killed on Carson. He killed on Carson.
All right, so. You could number two
comedy league.
That's it's hard even all time to pick. But I have to go with Sam Kinison.
Richard Pryor live.
Mm-hmm. Richard Pryor live.
You know, I might even have to go to the Eddie Murphy live where he was wearing the red jumpsuit.
Eddie Murphy live.
Eddie Murphy raw.
And way back when, I hate to do this, but way back, way 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 back. Bill Cosby was the greatest back in the day. Back in the day before he became the TV dad. Yeah, he was. He was funny. Great.
Jeff Foxworthy.
No, come on now.
I'm kidding. Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Alex, and I've been listening to you almost every day. I'm driving a truck, and I like somehow your what you're doing, but I don't know why you find yourself so smart, you know?
Well, because basically we've been born and raised in this country, unlike yourself, and we feel that we sit on high in judgment of all you invaders.
What's in the truck?
You're calling
me invaders? Better not be explosives.
Hmm?
Goddamn terrorists.
What's in the truck?
I'm not a terrorist, and especially I'm not Arabian at all.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
I don't know. Try to guess.
No?
No.
I would guess you're from Russia.
Hmm?
Russia! No, I'm going to guess a country, a sand country.
It's wrong again.
A sand land.
It's wrong again. And let's play that spelling stuff. If you think it's
where are you from? Before we can proceed, we must know your country of origin.
Yeah, my country is Romania.
Romania.
That's right.
I spit on you.
I spit on you.
We speak a Latin language there. You know,
I spit on you.
Right, before you call us and lecture, why don't you go back to your home country and take care of those orphans?
Yeah, lots of Americans taking care of them.
Yes, there are. Yeah, that's right.
Lots of Americans wiping your ass all the time.
Sorry?
Really, lots of Americans doing stuff for everybody else in this goddamn world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Where were the rest?
Like betraying half of Eastern Europe.
After the
Second World War.
Why don't you get on the next camel and go back to Romania?
Betraying half of Eastern Europe?
Yes.
What if the United States hadn't beaten Germany in World War II? Do you think that was betraying Eastern Europe?
It wasn't only the U.S. that beat...
I understand it was the Soviet Union, but the fact is, what country are you in now?
I'm in the U.S.
The U.S. Yes.
I'm only studying
I'm only a student. Only a student.
Yes, getting the greatest education that you could possibly get in the United States of America.
Like the previous caller.
Don, Rob.
Yes.
It's official.
So what does that
you
have
two
to
have
do
changed
with betrayal?
Me. What?
What does that have to do with the betrayal?
The betrayal? Oh, you're full of crap.
Let me tell you something. Mr. Romaine Lettuce. You are living and calling the greatest radio show in the greatest nation in the history of God's green earth. I don't know if you've checked it out, and you'll find out when you die, which hopefully will be as soon as you hang up the telephone. But when you get up to the pearly gates, you're going to find that God is wearing an Uncle Sam suit.
Okay.
God.
Now, I told you where I'm coming from.
Buddha.
That, you know.
Allah. Here's an American.
You asked me to spell a word, and I did the same with you.
Oh, you goddamn dirty foreigner. Get out of here. I don't want you in my country.
Go home.
Go back to Ellis Island, you piece of garbage.
It's not your country.
It's my country.
Tis the day, by the way.
You freaking terrorist.
Of the I say.
Goddamn Romanian terrorist.
Anyway, now you want to play the game.
Want to play the game?
Yeah, here's the game. We'll take you to the airport, and you get on a plane and go home.
Yeah, no, listen to this.
No, because Romania is so great.
You asked me five words. You asked me to spell five words.
No, we didn't ask you to spell anything. You're not listening. We didn't ask you to spell anything. We didn't ask you to call.
I want you to spell these words. Leave my country right now.
I'll have you spell. Would you like to spell one word?
Yeah.
Can you do that for me? Will you spell it if I ask you to spell it?
It depends on the word.
No. Yeah, you have to agree to spell it. It's not a bad word. It's not a dirty word. Will you spell it if I give it to you?
No, if it's something that's bad.
No, forget it. No, you think you're smart? No, you're a dumbass. I don't want to play the game with you.
I'm
going to tell you the word anyway, and it applies to you. The word is deportation.
D-E-P-O-R-T-A-N.
Well, you don't have to spell it. We'll do it to you anyway.
Oh, get your smelly Romanian ass out of here. My grandfather. I don't know who my grandfather was. I've adopted you, son of a bitch.
I don't know.
I got a hall pass on that.
Romania. Hey, you know what? Romania sucks.
Yeah, the U.S. sucks too.
Who do you got over there? Nadia Comaneci?
You know what Romania is?
Fourth
world.
Years ago.
Not third world.
Nadia Comaneci, who like was kind of cute, but like all Romanian women got to a certain age and turned into a total troll.
What did you say? I didn't hear you.
It's like all Romanian women, like, oh, isn't she cute? Look at what cute little girl she is. And then she gets to be 30, and all of a sudden she starts growing horns.
Listen, all I know is that Romania is a fourth world country, not third world. And you, I spit on you, you son of a bitch. You're given freedoms and liberties in this country.
And you diss our country. You come over here and you say we betrayed you. Kiss my ass.
And not to mention, you're so goddamn Romanian stupid, you don't even realize the reason we asked those boys to spell simple words was that they said they had above a 3.0 GPA.
Yeah.
Grade
more than that.
Point average.
I got more than that.
Congratulations. But you know what? You know, I can't get back that part that you said we betrayed you. Where do you think you'd be if Nazi Germany had won the war and stormed through your country as they did during World War II? Where do you think you'd be? Where do you think you'd be? Where do you think you'd be without the United States?
You're making love to Hitler. You goddamn Nazi wannabe. Get off my phone.
No, I'm German too, by the way.
Oh, you're German?
Oh, there we go. Now, there's the area. Never forget.
You goddamn Romanian Nazi. Die a thousand deaths.
The dumbass singers.
I pray that you find your head between the... Fabulous Moolah, famous Nazi wrestler.
What's the connection between me and that woman, huh?
Yes, sir. And how's that B.O. doing? How's that four-day-old shirt that's black in 100-degree heat wear? With the double T-shirt under it. And your black shoes. That's right, boys, you've swayed me. It's a very important day on this show. I'm sorry I've had it.
Well, the betrayal, that angered you.
Yeah, the betrayal pissed me off.
The betrayal.
Yeah.
We betrayed you so bad. Why don't you get your Romanian ass out of here?
Let me do the sniff test.
I will.
No need to launder this shirt. I will wear it again today.
I will buy you a plane ticket. Do they have airports in Romania?
Yes.
Or do you just land on...
Yes, they do, and they had it way before.
You just land on, like, open chicken fields.
Henry Quanda was the first... guy to fly Henry Fonda.
He's American too.
Quanda. It's Quanda.
Quanda is an African American holiday.
He was the first man in the world to fly a jet.
Yeah.
Who cares?
He was flying anything in America. But
you know what that is? That's Romanian propaganda. You weren't first in anything. The only thing you were first in is probably digging up potatoes with your fingernails.
To what?
I found one. Oh, sorry. Let me bite into it. I've broken my teeth. It's another rock.
You hit a rock?
I broke my teeth up on this Romanian potato.
Yes?
And then your mother comes over and goes,
Did you forget
that? That is all right. Let me take some of my pubic hair that runs all the way up to my neck. Oh. I will cut some off and make you a nice bandage out of it.
No, I will put it up, put it in the pot, put some water over it, then boil it. We will have soup. Pube soup.
Okay.
Have you had enough?
Why not?
Have you had enough?
No, I didn't.
So you don't even speak our language properly. No, I didn't. You know, the word would be, no, I
anyway,
haven't.
I think I write your language.
And people wonder why Americans hate foreigners. Here's what I hate. I don't hate foreigners. I hate foreigners that come over and nurse off the collective teat of America.
And then diss our country.
Yet run this attitude. F you. I mean it. F you.
I came here to study.
They came here.
What does that mean? Your country.
You came to the country that betrayed you so you could get a great education.
That makes you a hypocrite.
No, it's not.
Yes, it does. It makes you a total hypocrite and an a-hole.
No. Let me say something to you right now that I'm going to delete off the air.
Hey.
Are you listening to me right now?
Camels back in Romania.
They don't have camels, Don.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter to me.
You heard me.
So what?
You heard me.
Nadia Comaneci. And you're corrupt.
I want to tell you something
else. Corrupt government.
The only one who got 10 at the Olympics.
I want to tell you something else.
He might be gone now.
Oh, he's gone. We're out of delay. Okay.
Fine.
Betrayed us. That man makes me mad.
Yeah.
Well, you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. What a hump. Today's show is all over the road.
I come over here to study. Look at potato.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in its tools, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face to face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Oh, hey, listen, Philly. Listen up now.
The most excellent program, The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Philly. We're coming to Philly Friday.
Yeah.
Live show at WYSP on Friday, and then going to somebody's house for the Las Vegas style show on Friday night.
I'm looking forward to that.
Back to Sherindra and why we should come to your house at 800-636-6410. And then we're spending the weekend in Philly. We're going to be up on stage with Sam Hagar.
Cool. That's going to be a lot of fun.
At the Tweeter Center. That'll be on Saturday night. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, Mike,
hi.
Buzz, how
hey.
You doing?
Hi.
I got one good question. How come a 17-year-old can win a contest?
How come a what? How come a what?
How can a 17-year-old win the contest for the AC/DC ticket?
How old are you?
27.
You're not 27.
Yeah, I am 27.
Technically, the boy, you mean the boy who's coming down to run?
Yeah.
He's winning the tickets for his father.
Yeah, but isn't he in the contest?
No, he's winning the tickets for his father.
You know what? His dad is getting the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
The prize is being given to his dad. By the way, something, what do you care?
The slow day at work? I don't know.
No, that's not good enough. Really, why do you care?
Because, I don't know, you guys always make up the rules about how nobody can ever win contests if they're not this age, and all of a sudden he's 17 coming in.
No, but I mean, now you understand.
Now I understand.
So you explain it to us.
Okay. Okay, then I guess I've been corrected.
What a dick. You know, a guy like you calls in, and we're doing a show here. We're giving away tickets.
You're trying to bust balls.
And it's just, oh, God.
You're just trying to bust our balls, you dumbass.
Of course I'm trying to bust your balls. Everybody tries to bust your balls.
And nobody does.
Right.
Nobody does.
I know.
Have you ever considered the fact that it's never been done? And what made you and that pea-sized brain and an even smaller penis of yours think that you had a shot?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Now, do you enjoy the show?
I love your show.
Well, then why participate with this negative energy?
Why does that give you...
I mean, have you looked to yourself? Have you looked inward just for a moment to maybe analyze why you do what you do? Especially on the heels of the guy from Romania, where we got it all out of our system, and we were ready to maybe spin into a positive direction, and then you call, for no other reason than this nitpicking, mindless, ill-thought-out scheme to bust balls. Why do you want to do that? Are you angry? Are you disappointed? Are you unhappy? Why?
No, none of the above.
Well, then tell me why.
Just because. I don't know.
No, just because doesn't...
Because why?
I thought maybe I found a loophole, and you never find a loophole on the Donna.
A loophole. You know where the loophole was? In your mom's crotch. That's where the loophole was.
That's great.
You like that?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
You've gotten what you wished for. You wished for something horrible to be said about your mother on the radio. Now, why that much anger? What kind of human being would be amused at someone saying something horrible about their own mother's crotch? Somebody, I mean, without balls, somebody says something about my mom, I'm going to put them on the ground.
Since when are your mother jokes not funny?
What's that?
Your mother joke.
I'm not making a joke. Your mom's crotch should have been sewn shut.
So the world would not have received you.
Your mom should have been brought up in Romania, where they do stuff like that.
To camels.
They tried, but there wasn't enough thread.
All right.
So and now, I want to get...
Don't get me going on the smell of your mom's area.
That's pretty cold.
Well, we all know it smells.
Now, let's talk about her facial features.
That's not a woman, that's a man, baby. Now, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Well, you really haven't given us what we really want, which is why.
Why?
Take a look at yourself, per se. Let's just, if you will, humor us with a little amateur psychoanalysis here. Why? What makes you want to do that? Instead of just sitting back,
really,
like 99.9% of the listening audience, and then of the other 0.1% that call in...
You're 0.1%.
Because the other people that call in want to win something or want to contribute something positive, and then there's the absolute all-time minority...
Dumbasses.
People like you. And we want to know...
Why?
And you know what? We deserve the answer, and our listeners deserve the answer. And what you said
and
is,
instead of
the nervous laugh,
and the laugh is
the phony laugh,
always the sign of the guy who's back on his heels.
And you're not going to give us any satisfaction, are you?
No, I don't got nothing for you.
You got nothing for us, but you ought to look to yourself a little bit because I think you got issues. Maybe you don't think
I
you have
tell you
issues,
what,
but you do have issues.
I'm going to give you a chance before I star 69 and give out this phone number. Because you have ruined my day, Mike's day, Buzz's day, 6 million other people's day. Everybody else at least was entertaining that came to the table and had your type of behavior. You're not entertaining.
No.
You better make it up right now. This is your last chance, mister. What do you say to me and Mike and Buzz and Rob and Lisa and Joe and everybody listening? What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm very sorry for slowing down the show. I should know better.
There. I believe that's the proper amount.
And what else are you sorry about?
I'm sorry that I tried to call the muffball.
And what else are you sorry about that involves your mom's crotch?
I'm sorry that I was birthed from my mother's crotch that apparently smells like a Romanian camel.
And what else should have been done to your mom's crotch?
It should have been sewn up.
Yes!
That's it.
And your mom is a whore.
Oh!
Say it!
Oh, no.
Say it!
No, sir.
Say it!
That's not right.
Say it!
Nope.
You owe it to the people listening to the show.
No.
Say
I'm not saying it.
Your
I'm not
mom
saying it.
Is
no,
a
sir.
Whore.
No, sir, I'm not saying
say
it.
Say it.
Sir.
Say it or not.
I gave you what you wanted. That's not right.
Say it. Or no, die sir. A thousand deaths. Say it.
All right, I'll say it. My mother is a hooer.
A hooer, that's fine.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, son. Oh.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
We part as friends.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye. See, that's all it took.
That's all. Colin, it really pisses off. You say your mother's a whore, and we part as friends. the sick world that is
it's
us.
Firm, but fair.
Yes.
Todd and Mike, hello.
What a buzzkill.
Oh, no, but the end was good.
Yep.
Wow. I wanted to make a point on the high school caller. Couldn't spell it. Gives G. Gordon Lydia's argument about the teachers' unions, public schools, and that Romanian guy needs to shut the hell up and give me my friggin' Slurpee.
Well, you know what? There are very few times I agree with Mr. Lydia, and that is one that I think he makes a valid point.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good, good. Hey, I just want to make up for the last caller and tell you guys really make my day.
Oh, thank you very much. Hey, listen,
you're very welcome.
And the kid hasn't shown up yet, right?
Oh, he's here.
Oh, he is here.
The racer is here. The race.
Oh, I'm excited.
The race between the races will happen in our next break. We got the Rip Taylor tape.
Yeah, we do.
I want to play you that real fast before we go to break. And also I have tapes from Hard Knocks.
Ah, good. Oh, the HBO show. Which I watched in its entirety. And you know what? You dialed in the two ladies that were coaching the cheerleaders.
I got a tape of them.
I watched the whole show, but I mean, those
the
two.
The cunny leaders.
Oh, my God. How nasty. And the one they dissed.
And you know what really surprised me was what a great sort of likable guy Dave Campo is.
Dave Campo is, you know, you got to like the Cowboys when you look at him.
On the sidelines, right. But in that show, he's a cool guy.
Bruce Coslet.
Wow.
Oh, man, the Uber buster.
Here's a couple of Cowboys rookies discussing the word testosterone.
Oh, good.
Just, you know, weight room altercation, man. Too much testosterone. We in the middle of camp.
That's a big word. That's a big word.
That's what happened. What's that word again? Testosterone.
Yeah, all that big stuff.
At home, say it. Testosterone.
Yeah, see, now he got a little Princeton, I guess he went to school at. I don't know. I went to Savannah State. You know what I mean? So we talk real illiterate at Savannah State.
Good ad for Savannah State.
Yeah, right. And then you have the guy whose mom was on the first episode of Hard Knocks, saying that she put him in sports because
right.
she thought he might be gay.
I was nervous. I had fears of him maybe being gay. So I decided that I would get him involved in every sport there was available.
Thanks, Mom.
And that's why,
Mama.
And that's why the guy was in the second episode looking right at the camera saying, hello, this is...
And he looked so pathetic when he had to do that, too.
This is so-and-so. I am not gay.
For the record, I'm not gay.
And then finally you have the Cowboys, cunning leaders... And here are these North Texas bitches who are teaching the Cowboys cheerleaders.
Mean.
You never miss a job split, no matter what. Y'all didn't drop your palms together. Did y'all count wrong? You're still walking on your heels. It almost looks just like you have weak ankles. Toes on count one. That's just lack of thinking. Job split down and hit.
Oh, wow.
God, man, I like the first part of that.
Would I like
you to
hit
you never
her?
Make a jump split. You never miss a jump split.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Hard Knocks. It's on tomorrow night on
good.
HBO.
Excellent job.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Donnie, Mike, hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Yeah, that DA that called up, man, he sold out. No matter what you would say, I would never, ever call my mother a whore.
Well, his mom was a whore.
No, she sold out.
Yeah, well,
no respect for his mother.
There you go.
You can't say that
on the radio, dumbass.
I said I probably...
I licked her balloon knot.
I probably effed her mother. Hello, Donna. Probably effed his mother.
You feel comfortable saying that.
So Donna Mike, hello.
Energy today.
Donna Mike.
Yeah.
You get from leg to night, Bo. Show! Ask Sammy. David for life.
Don't know what he was talking about.
Was that gang
Lee Ross, dude?
No, he likes Hagar.
Oh, Sammy Lee. Sammy Hagar and
dude,
David Lee Ross.
Or Mike, you can't say that Sammy Hagar was a better frontman for Van Halen.
Oh, he was.
There's just no way he was a better frontman.
You know, I have really, in all the people I've talked to, I find it really split right down the middle. Mm-hmm. I find a lot of people that love the original sound of Van Halen with David Lee Roth, and then there are an equal amount of people like myself who I just love the whole musical presentation with Sammy Hagar.
The songs are different. Think about...
Totally different.
Mm-hmm. Think about with David Lee Roth. It was like, And the Cradle Will Rock.
Right.
Right.
Panama.
Much more hard-edge guitar sound.
When it got to be
keyboard.
Sammy Hagar, it became mellower.
Yeah, mellower, but mm-hmm. I thought a fuller sound, too.
Yeah.
That I really dug. You know, I mean, I thought they did some stuff with... with sampling and with the synthesizers were much better than the original incarnation.
Well, the thing that I see is, like, I think David Lee Roth just has a lot more excitement. I'm not saying he has a better singles career, that's bogus.
Sammy Hagar, when he's on stage, I think it's just a piss to watch.
Listen, here's all I have to say to you.
You never miss a job split.
We'll decide for ourselves Saturday night.
That's right.
When we go to see Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth in Philly.
It'll be fun. I mean, with all the energy happening backstage, I look forward to being around that.
Now, do we have a tip of Rip Taylor?
Yeah, right.
And then we'll go outside for the race with the guy in Mr. 40. Rip Taylor, in case you missed it earlier today, is Celebrity Burp number 5.
Fantastic choice, gentlemen.
And here was his congratulatory message to our winner.
Okay. Hey! Surprise, surprise, this is Rip Taylor, and you just won you're sitting down, the Don and Mike Celebrity Burp Contest.
When you got done with that...
Sounds right. A little longer in the tooth than he used to.
Yeah, and you know what? I got worries about Rip, and when I was trying to get in touch with him, I try to call him every 4 or 6 months or so just to say, hey, and he lately has been leaving, like, cryptic messages on his machines, like, I'm out of town, and if you're so-and-so, remember, I can have this line traced.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, and so by the time I finally got through to him, he's better with his cataracts, too. He had the surgery.
That's good.
But by the time I finally got through to him, he had a lot of stuff, like, prepared for us, which was great. But
right.
I was worried for a while, like, he was being stalked or something.
And he just sounds a little older than he everybody gets
any
old.
Younger. Right.
So Rob was on the phone with Rip Taylor and got him to burp.
Very good.
And then after that, here's the conversation.
This is the whole session, actually. This might have the burp, too.
Okay.
Oops.
Wow, what was that?
Is that wrong, Robbie?
No, you're right. I'm sorry.
From the bottom of the sea.
Hi, this is Rip Taylor. You just won the Don and Mike Celebrity Burp Show. Talk about gas. Oh, please.
Hold on 1 second.
And you don't hear Rob very clearly.
If you would.
But Rob is talking
Taylor,
to you.
And you're listening to the Don and Mike Show. Or how about this is Rip Taylor, and I never listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Celebrity Burp. Can I get a call letter?
Well, you see, we're on so many stations.
Okay.
So you don't need to mention any call letters. You're rolling whenever you're ready.
I want
to
do two different tapes.
Okay, great.
Make tapes and see if you can use them.
Okay.
Hello, this is Rip Taylor, and my hometown is Washington, D.C., and I only listen to the Don and Mike Show.
He's trying.
Hi, this is Rip Taylor. Could you die? I just said to the chef in the kitchen, how do you prepare your chicken? He says, first we tell them they got to die. I got that from Don and Mike on the radio.
That's an old good joke.
I love that.
Okay,
I'll let you roll. Go ahead.
Take three.
Take three.
Hi, this is Rip Taylor. Oh, I only listen to the Don and Mike Show. Can I ask you a question? Who is Don and Mike?
Right, Rip.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Rip Taylor. Oh, WJFK is my life, especially FM. Don and Mike, tell me everything. Don, please, Mike. Which is which?
Rip Taylor.
Hey, this is Rippy Rip Taylor. I'm in a new movie, you know, called Jackass. So watch it in October. And you know why? Don and Mike told me to say this. Hey, this is Rip Taylor. No, I didn't die. No. It's just a wig. Because Don and Mike wear one, too. You figure which one. This is Rip Taylor. You ever get a price in your head, take it. I'm talking to Don or Mike.
Taylor.
Hey, this is Rip Taylor. Oh, I love the Don and Mike Show. I think.
Shot a lot of time.
Hey, this is Rip Taylor. I never listen to the Don and Mike Show, or the Mike and Don Show, or the Deacon Mook Show, whatever the heck it is. You try it,
yes.
Hi, this is Rip Taylor. On WJFK FM, and Don and Mike have me as a prisoner.
What?
Have me as a prisoner?
Rip Taylor. Oh, folks, please. You know, why read the paper? Don and Mike have all the fun in the news, especially on WJFK FM. You know that.
Thank you,
Rip. My hometown, Washington, D.C., believe it or not.
Rip Taylor.
Hey, this is Rip Taylor. Don and Mike are my life. Why read the paper? They got all the dirt. Don and Mike Radio.
Funny old queen.
That's
I think that's plenty. Could you do one more thing for me while I'm
I knew you, that's plenty, but one more.
No, just I want you to do that congratulations again.
Uh-huh.
Because you said the Celebrity Burp Show, and it's the Celebrity Burp Contest. I want to make sure we got a nice, clean edit of that.
Hey! Surprise! This is Rip Taylor, and you just won... You're sitting down. The Don and Mike Celebrity Burp Contest. Oh, pardon me.
That was a 100% keeper, Rip. Thank you so much for all your help.
keep in touch with me. I'll let you know when the Jackass...
Wait, hold on. Yeah, we'll play that back. Wait, there's an interesting relationship here.
Keep in touch with
Rob,
me.
Is there something you haven't told us?
Not a thing, Mike.
Listen to this knowledge one
keep
of
in touch with me.
Well, 100% keeper, Rip. Thank you so much for all your help.
Keep in touch with me. I'll let you know when the Jackass movie comes out, and you know it's going to be a popular thing, so I'll let you know.
When Jackass comes out, I'll give you a call. We'll put you live on the show, okay?
Yeah, don't forget.
I promise you I hope you heal well and fast.
Thank you.
Take care, Rip.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Keep in touch with me, Rob. I like that.
Keep in touch.
You never miss a job split.
When the Jackass movie comes out, you know it's going to be a popular one. Keep in touch with me.
Keep in touch with me.
Keep in touch with me.
You know, I don't...
Don't be a stranger, Rob.
I don't think there's any mention on the whole tape of Robbie the Houseboy either, so...
No, because...
I could be...
Yeah, you could be the next Robbie.
Sure,
You are Robbie.
I could head out to the West Coast and relocate.
He likes the name.
Well, listen, kids. Buzz, the current temperature is...
103. Let me check.
Come on, really look at the current temperature.
All right, hang on. I got rid of that program that everybody yelled at me about the other day, so...
You got a thermometer?
No, actually, I don't. I'm going to have to check the weather.
You got a thermometer? 98. I'm going to guess 94.
It's got to be at least 94. Maybe warmer. I haven't used this for a long time.
What's the phone number, Rob?
936-1212. But you got to get 703.
All right, Don, you say 94. I say 98.
Yep.
Rip Taylor.
Thank you for calling the oldest phone in
the world. Welcome to the latest weather forecast brought to you by Verizon. The current temperature in downtown Washington is
94.
There you go. Winner, 94. 94.
You never miss a job split.
Right. 94, the current temperature. Buzz, you can stop looking.
Okay.
We found it. It's 94. Heat index got to be at least 100.
Kayla.
Outside. We got the kid.
Uh-huh.
The kid whose dad was going to cut the grass with the scissors.
Keep in touch with me.
The Aerosmith tickets.
Rob, keep in touch with me.
He's already won the Aerosmith tickets for his dad by showing up.
Rip Taylor.
If he beats Mr. 40.
Rob will become his houseboy.
In the 40-yard dash, he wins tickets to Ozfest 2002.
Rip Taylor.
And the heat index is 103.
We will go outside for the big event right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.